Blog Talk Radio.
Just like an old grandfather's clock that won't stop running, like an old racehorse that just won't ever quit. I've been no end to loving you. Nothing can stop me once I start, 'cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Well, I'm as stubborn as a mule, I just won't let up. Like an old bloodhound, I'll hang around your trail. There ain't no end to loving you. Don't try to stop me if you're smart, 'cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Ooh, yeah, there'll be no turning back. Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna stay on your track. Just like a choo-choo train that's gotta keep a chugging, you'll find that I'm the kind who sticks to what I do. I've been no end to loving you. Cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Just like a choo-choo train that's gotta keep a chugging, you'll find that I am the kind who sticks to what I do. I'll be no end to loving you. Baby, we'll never be apart. Cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart.
Hey guys, hello everybody, can you hear me? That's the first question to ask right now. Can y'all hear me? Hello, can anybody hear me? Betty, John, Peter, anybody? Brandon, can anybody hear me? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can breathe a sigh of relief now. See, I can never tell if you guys can hear me until somebody tells me yes, they can or no, they can't. I have no indication whatsoever if my mic is working or not. So that's why I'm always asking before I do anything else, because I could just sit here and talk to myself for an hour and would never know. So here we go. Hey, I'm glad y'all can hear me. We have an All Elvis Tuesday show. And it is Tuesday. So we're going to listen to All Elvis for 2 hours. Does that make everybody happy? It should. I don't see Ann or Susan in the chat, and they're going to be upset that they missed it. But, you know, they probably have stuff going on. 'Tis the season. Ho, ho, ho. So, you know, and we don't always make the things that we plan on making, but, you know, maybe they'll come in a little bit later and they can listen to it later, record it. That's the one thing I want y'all to know, that if you can't make it live, you can just click on that link anytime afterwards and listen to the show, because it is always recorded. So that does help, because you don't want to miss an All Elvis Tuesday show. My goodness, that might be painful. You never know. You could suffer cramps or something. Who knows? All right. First song out is the Tennessee Waltz. And this was recorded in 1966. It's a duet with Patti Page.
I introduced it when an old friend I happened to meet. Let's see it.
Thank you.
remember the night.
Now I know just how much I have loved.
Well, all is told and done. The night.
We like that. That is nice. And here again, I'm not being able to find something. You know, if I ever get this 100% right, I think I would die of shock. I don't think there's any danger of that whatsoever. But that's all right. That's all right. I do find them eventually, and I did find this one. You just kind of have to type it different, you know. What are my most common mistakes? Let's see. Let's try it this way. Yeah. One of those things. Hey, I've got a couple of things here today, kids, and, well, mostly one at this point in time. But this goes out to you, Carolyn. We're going to send prayers that you get well, girl, because you have been sick way too much lately, and you're sick again. And that's just not good, baby doll. This is the Christmas season. You can't be spending the Christmas season sick. That's not allowed. So we're sending out prayers for you to get well, honey pie. And you take those prayers to heart, baby, and you just hug them to you because they are going to make you well, okay? Yep, they're going to make you well. All right, guys. So at this point, oh, you know, as things pop into my brain, kids, you're going to hear about it. So, speaking of something popping into my brain, you know what I saw today? And you all should check this out. I thought I've got to get one of those because wintertime, the electricity goes out, and you can't charge your phone. So if you can't charge your phone, you can't call anybody. You can't get on your computer. You can't do anything if you can't charge those batteries. I saw something, and I can't mention the company because I'm not going to, you know, plug anybody. You know, I don't do sponsorships or anything at this point. But I want to tell you that this company, you need to get online and look for this. This is a solar charger. And you charge your batteries with it. One side, it's just small. It's probably, oh, maybe 5x7 or 4x7, you know, something like that. One whole side of it is solar cells. And you charge your batteries on it. You can charge your phone. You can charge your computer, things like that. It's not for big things, but it can work for your devices. And if you're ever without electricity, you know that all of a sudden you don't have a phone. What if your phone runs out of a charge? You can't call if you need help for something. You can't call anybody to tell the electric company that your power's out. Whatever, you know, this is not good. So I thought this solar charger would be really good to let everybody know that it is out there, it is available, and I'm sorry I'm not going to tell you the company you can get it from because I'm not going to do sponsorship, but look for it online. Just look for a solar charger. They're going to tell you who to get it from. But I thought that was such a good idea that I had to let you all know that something like that was available. And this company also has a solar-powered generator. Great for camping or if your electricity goes out. So look this stuff up, guys, because this is a good company. They put out quality stuff. So check it out. Check it out. I wanted to let you know that because winter time is a time for emergencies. Christmas is coming up. You don't want to be caught without anything, right? Okay? It's okay to not have power for a while as long as your phone still works so you can get on your computer or whatever. You can plug in your computer and you can watch that Yule log burning. You know, stuff like that. Play Christmas music on YouTube, you know, whatever. You can do stuff like that. So look this stuff up, guys. Look this stuff up. It comes in very, very handy. It's good for getting through those powered down times. All right? Okay. Another Elvis song. Here we go. Oh, yeah. This is a home recording. You know, we got some good stuff today, you guys. John did such a bang-up great job. Thank you, John. Thank you. This is a home recording, guitar. You know I love guitar music. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you.
Today I passed you on the street. And my heart is at your feet. I can't help if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else stood by your side, and he loved us satisfied. I can't.
da-da-da. I love that. I love that, that acoustic guitar. Oh, yes. Yeah, guitar music has been around me for so many, most of my life, actually. And I love guitar. I love it. All right, people. Here is. Now, you know, we've heard the recording of Guitar Man with Jerry Reed, take 1, 2, and 5. Okay. Jerry Reed wrote this song, and Jerry Reed played guitar for Elvis when Elvis recorded this song. And Jerry Reed was a kick in the pants. Oh, my word. He was so funny. Hilarious. Yeah. Big loss when we lost him. Really, really. So talented, too. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, here is Guitar Man, alternate take 4.
Do not forsake me, oh, my darling. Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. Hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the Hobo Junction, roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama at a club they call Big Jack's. My little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. Oh, the swinging little guitar man, show them, son. Get on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging to find his little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Well, wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Hey, hey, guitar man.
All right, and here I am again. There it is. See, just open my mouth, all I gotta do, and then I find it. Why? Oh, okay, I missed a space there. My goodness, this computer is picky. That's all right. That's all right. I can deal with this. I can take this in stride and continue on, right? No angst. No. We let that go. This is a Christmas season. Be happy, right? Okay. Don't throw your computer through a window. Type without errors. It might help. All right. Here is. And you know, these songs, a lot of these are songs that we hardly ever hear. And that is so awesome. That's one reason I enjoy these Tuesday shows so much. Because John sends songs that we just never get to hear. Nobody plays them. Well, we do. So here is I'm Coming Home, alternate take 3.
Well, it's so very hard to have to leave the one we love. And you get more lonely with each passing day. It's so lonely just sitting there.
All right. I have made a discovery. And it just sent me into peals of laughter. I know how to melt a dog. Did you know that if you move the collar that they've always got on and you just start scratching where that collar usually is, in about 30 seconds, the eyes are at half mast, and if he's sitting up, he's wobbling back and forth. It's totally and completely hilarious, but he is in ecstasy. Yes, they love to be scratched under because they can't reach it. They can't reach under their collar. So if you move that collar, that's like giving them a Christmas present, guys. You got to do that. If you've got a dog, move the collar and scratch where the collar usually sits, because that just, it just melts them. They just become a puddle on the floor. It's beautiful. All right, here's, you know, and making your animals, your children, the people you love feel good, that's one of the best gifts you can have. That's like getting a gift. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Try it. You're going to like it. All right, here is, I get a kick out of this. You got to listen to this with the right attitude of knowing that things are not always serious. Even a serious song is not always serious. Here is a rehearsal of She Wears My Ring. And it's dubbed Laughing Can't Stop. So here you go.
Damn, cut it, fella. These zombies are gone.
Cast six. All quiet now.
She wears... You're ready. You're knocking over stools and everything.
I'll get seven. Also.
It's hard to do. Cold, I'll tell you. Ain't everything. Oh, Lord. Charlie? But you get your hands on out of now, cool. She... That sounds funny as hell. She... God damn. Just want to get my earphone. Here, just one earphone. She... She what now? I can't hit the son of a bitch. Oh, Lord. She. Where is it, JD? What do you do when you freeze up your ass like this, man? What? She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine, eternally with loving care. I place it on her face.
No, I'm sorry. I'm here. She's hanging good, man.
I think that's hilarious. He couldn't even finish the song. Yeah. The giggles get you sometimes, you know? Only he wasn't giggling. He was chuckling. Or he was laughing. Nah, he was laughing right flat out loud. It was funny. But you can't be serious all the time. Even with a serious song, you can't be serious all the time. Sometimes stuff just happens that tickles your funny bone and it just gets away from you. But those are the great times. I'm so glad they had a recording going. Isn't that fantastic? Yes. Okay, here's another duet with Patti Page once again. Uh-huh. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Mm-hmm. when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken.
I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die.
So be sure it's true when you say it's a sin to tell a lie. Be sure it's true when I tell you I love you. Cause, well, you got some of us know it's a sin, baby. Hell, a bloody lie. You know, a whole lot of poor hearts already been broken. Just over a whole lot of foolish words God been spoken. I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart,
I'll die.
So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell.
Yeah, that talking part, the person that actually put that on YouTube was saying that this was a recording that he wanted to redo because Elvis told a dirty joke right in the middle of it, but to us, it's not. But to those of you in the UK, he said a cuss word. It's just all in where you're from. It's all in what your culture is. So, I don't know. I listened to it and thought it was hilarious. But, you know, he didn't get out of character. He did not get out of character. He did it. So, that's funny. It's so funny. So, here is another rehearsal. If that isn't love.
Got to be love.
What the voices are doing?
Yeah, sure. But he asked me to give him a cutoff. I don't know where it is.
I think Charlie can do it. Well, you can have a little thing all the way through it. If you want to.
This is two. We're rolling.
Six. left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. And if that isn't love, the ocean amid, there's no feeling like this. If that isn't love, even in death, he remembers a thief hanging by his side, and he spoke of love and compassion. Then he took him to paradise, and if that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the little sparrows can't fly. Yeah, if that isn't love, in heaven amid, there's no feeling like this. If that isn't love, it's got to be love. La-da-da-da.
Had afterthought there that they had to catch. I love that gospel song. I mean, stop and think about it for a second. What love that really is for him to come as a human baby, the Son of God, to come as a human baby and live his life, teaching us how we should live, knowing how he was going to die. And he died for us. Now, what kind of love that is. Wow. Think about that. We need to think about that every day. And hey, guys, I know it's not a gospel show, but I don't really care. I figure if I got something to say, you can't be ashamed of talking about God. You can't be ashamed of talking about Jesus. No, If he puts something in your mind to say, then you got to say it. This is fantastic. All right, here's one. It is a rare rehearsal. Okay. I figure rehearsal is a rehearsal is a rehearsal, and I love it. Whether you want to dub it rare or not, doesn't matter. This is a beautiful rehearsal. It's a fantastic song. Think about this. I mean, you know, you get into that part of the music business and you try to get promoted, you try to break into it, and you could find yourself in this very same situation. So, hey, you know, this is called Promised Land.
Yeah.
I don't
swing low, check. You know, just give me a little heavier. What? That's a moving mother, isn't it?
Got a lot of weight.
Yeah, I like
a lot of boys.
I tell you what, can you go into rhythm a little bit sooner, Glenn? No. I'm sorry. No, I think you're right. You know. Play with it first. Right, that's right. I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, on my mind. I straddled that Greyhound and rolled him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. I had motor trouble that turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. When that hound broke down and left us all standing in downtown Birmingham. I run away, I brought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. And I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and they won't let the poor boy down. Take it on me. Sure as you're born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. I'm working on a T-bone steak, all the cardi flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. I said, a swing low, Charity, come down east, taxi to the terminal zone. And cut your wings and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Lord, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boys on the line. Working on a T-bone steak, a la carne flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would drop us at the terminal gate. Swing low, Chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. You cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the motherfuckers on the line.
Very good. Tell the folks back home, this is the motherfuckers on the line.
We screw up. I love it. I guess that's what makes it rare. Anyway, I love it. It makes me smile. It just makes me smile. It's fine. It's fine. It just makes me smile. All right. 1966. Yep. With Peggy Lee. Fools Rush In.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love. chance for me. Said I don't care. Who's rushing? Where was I? But wise men never fall in love.
So how are they to know when we meet? I felt my life is open up your
because the next one is absolutely awesome. And it's not, I know it's in here, I just have to find it. Oh, Lord Almighty, save me from myself. I'm sorry, you guys, this is like a delay, but it's worth waiting for because it's a fast version of Fools Rush In, and we don't want to miss that because this is fantastic. I'm thinking what I did was leave a space out. That's my favorite trick, you know. So let's, we'll find it. All right, let's see. It should be right in here someplace. Or somewhere. You know, I got to stop doing this because this is just really freaking me out. I just am not happy with this at all, what I'm doing here. Leaving out this space just really bumps everything right down to the end, and then you got to go and find it. And I need to stop that because it's just really stupid. It's totally okay. Let's well, I know it's in here, guys, but I'm not going to waste any more time. I am going to find it. It's just going to be out of order from where I wanted to play it. And I don't like that, but, you know, not a lot I can do about it right now. I know, I'm still looking for it when I said I wasn't going to. I know. Buggy. Well, I'll find it. we can't be doing this and just having me jabber. It's there. We're going to hear the fast version of Fools Rush In as soon as I locate it. So in the meantime, yeah, exactly. You're right, Manette. That's it. Yes. Count up to 10 versions. Okay. We're going to hear Three Corn Patches. And I like this song. This is a fun song. So here you go, guys. And I'm
I said three corn patches, about four cotton fields away. I said three corn patches, about four cotton fields away. Lives the prettiest girl in the whole darn U.S. I said hey. She got big brown eyes, long black wavy hair.
Play this one, and maybe I just mislabeled it. Let's go with this one, and we'll see. We'll see. And it doesn't matter because it's a good song anyway, right?
Thank you.
my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care.
I think after the show's over, I need to go in and relabel that so that it's proper. Then I can find it when I want to. And when you can find stuff when you want to, that's how you got to do it. I gotta fix how I type things. Oh, my goodness. All right. Here's one that I absolutely love. This just sends me up the wall and over the top the other side. This is fantastic. This is unreleased because, you know, censors and such like didn't like it. So they didn't want to try to release it and have to deal with all that garbage and get it pulled. So they changed the lyrics so that they could release the song. All right. Now, we know it as One Night With You is what I'm dreaming of. So you go right ahead and keep on dreaming, honey, because that's a good thing. Here is the original lyrics of One Night.
Let's get it this time. DJ, give me a little heavier beat. I'm feeling I'm ready.
One Night
the earth stand still.
Oh my goodness, that was some night. And only one? That, only one? I mean, that's like limiting yourself to one potato chip, you know? That's awful. One? I mean, if you're going to make the earth stand still, do it more than once. Good grief. Okay, here is take one of Just for Old Time's Sake.
Just for old time's sake, won't you give my heart a break? Let's get together again. Let's relive the time I was yours and you were mine. Life was so wonderful then. I know, now I know, the day I let you go, I made my greatest mistake. If you loved me then, you could love me once again. Won't you try just for old time's sake? I know, now I know, the day I let you go, I made my greatest mistake. If you loved me then, you could love me once again. Won't you try just for old time's sake?
I know there's logic in there somewhere. Not quite sure where, but there's logic in there somewhere. If you love me once, you could love me again. Well, that all depends on why she don't love him now. It's an interesting thought, though, isn't it? I know there's logic in there somewhere. I just know it. Anyway, here's one we hardly ever hear. I mean, I don't think we do ever hear it. The only time I've ever heard it is the one other time I played it. So here comes another one, guys. It's a private recording. It's been so long, darling.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And you know it's a home recording because you hear him stamping his foot on the floor. I mean, you know, so they don't let him do that in the studio. And you can't hear it if he does it on stage. So there you go. All right, here's a nice one. And it's kind of like I'm going to be missing you kind of a song. It's a home recording. And it's called Write to Me from Naples.
Write to me from Naples. Write me all this news. I love you and Naples
Naples. You want him to be there with you. Don't want to have to write to him. Oh my goodness. Anyway, it's no fun being someplace by yourself and you have to write to the person you love. That sucks. You need to be there with them. You can share the sights, share the experiences, share the opinions, share the fun, share the frustration, share getting last. I mean, you know, you're always going to get lost. That just follows. If you're someplace you don't know, you're going to get lost. That's just how it goes. So, okay. Enough of that babbling along. Here is a live version from January 27th of 1974 that Elvis did with Cheryl Nielsen, Spanish Eyes.
Sure, you want to do a song with me? Okay.
Blue Spanish eyes, teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. Soon I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please say, say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me.
Now this is, if I'm remembering correctly, this is an audience recorded version, so it's not perfect, but that's all right. It's a song we hardly ever hear. So this is Crying Time.
What is my phone? Just a minute, I'll get to you in a second.
Well, it's crying time again.
You know, that's such a sweet song, but it's so sad. It's so sad. Maybe it's good that we don't hear it more often. You know? But, yeah, that was an audience-recorded version. Huh. Was it ever recorded and put on an album, I wonder? We'll find out in a minute. All right. Here is... Which one am I going to... do. Okay, take 3 and 4 of Love Me Tonight. and tomorrow. And then
may this tenderness cling when the fire of spring is a memory. May you still be my own. When the fire of spring is a memory, may you still be my own. When 100 years have flown, but if it can't be, give this moment to me while our dream is bright. Put your sweet arms around me and love me tonight. Love me tonight. Let me feel your lips on mine. Confess to you, if I knew that our love would be gone with the stars in the dawn's gray light, I'd still hold you close and whisper, love me tonight.
That's one of those Zion songs, you know, or slow dancing. Oh, can you imagine? Yes. Play that song for slow dancing. Not real dancing, just kind of put your arms around each other. He puts his arms around you, you put your arms around his neck, and just kind of shuffle around the floor. You don't need to really dance. You just shuffle around the floor. Yeah, that kind of slow dancing. That's the song for it. You betcha. Betcha by golly, wow. Okay, here's take 2 and 3 of A Cane and a High Starched Collar. I love this.
Cowboy, cowboy, marry me, I'll bake you a cherry pie. Oh, thank you very kindly, ma'am, but I'm too young to die. Hi-ho, dozy-dozy, single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty girl in a cane and a high-starched collar. Cowboy, if you marry me, I'll be your darling Jenny. Now, why should I drink from just one well when I can drink from 20? Cowboy, cowboy, marry me, I'll bake you a cherry pie. Well, thank you very kindly, ma'am, but I'm too young to die. Hi-lo, dozy-dozy, single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty gal in a cane and a high starch collar.
cowboy, if you marry me, I'll be your darling Jenny. Now why should I drink from just one well when I can drink from 20? High-low, do-si-dos, stay single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty girl in a cane and a high-starch collar. A cowboy, cowboy, name the day. July'd be nice, I reckon. Gladly meet you at the church, July the 32nd. High-low, do-si-dos, stay single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty girl in a cane and a high-starch collar. You'd sleep all day and spoon all night and eat your favorite chow. Then why should I get married, ma'am? That's what I'm doing now. High-low, do-si-dos, stay single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty girl in a cane and a high-starch collar.
Oh, no. Okay, there we go. My keyboard all froze up, and I'm going, not now, not now. So I couldn't make it. And then all of a sudden, it just popped back on. Okay, who twitched their nose? Come on, you can tell me. Who twitched? Oh, my goodness sakes. It's exciting working Blog Talk, isn't it? Okay, now that it's working again, and my heart is back down in my chest where it belongs, and I'm calming it down. Okay, all right, here is, now this was really cool. I watched this video, two and a half times, it was really awesome. There's a video that goes with this song that is of Elvis and Priscilla in Aspen, Colorado, January 24th of 1969. And it's cold there. They must have 27 feet of snow, exaggeration slightly. But anyway, yes. And it was an awesome video to watch. They're just playing in the snow, having fun, snowmobiles, you know, things like that. And then they do it. They put this song with it. This is take one of Gonna Get Back Home Somehow.
Well, 686, take one.
Hear that old train whistle. How does it ever last? If I fly southbound, things will be all right. Leaving now. Gonna get back home somehow. Don't nobody tell me, baby's been untrue. If she's been unfaithful, don't know what I'll do. Leaving now, leaving now. Get back home sometime. Never thought that I could miss her so. Never thought I could, but now I know. The sound of that old train whistle makes me want to cry. Reminds me of that lonely feeling when we said goodbye. Leaving now. Home somehow. Never thought that I could miss her so. Never thought I could, but now I know. That the sound of that old rain whistle makes me want to cry. Reminds me of that lonely feeling when we said goodbye.
And you know, I have never heard that song until this morning. But I like it. Why have we never heard that song? It's a good song. I don't know. Somebody had to hit on sideways. Anyway, that's okay. Here we go with take 1013 from the 68 Comeback Special. Trouble.
I show if I got a little voice left.
1013.
More. It was at 13, it got it.
Looking for trouble? You came to the right place. You're looking for trouble? But look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed man. Never look for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders, I'm no kind of man. I'm only made out of flesh, blood, and bone. You're gonna start a rumble, don't you say it all alone. My middle name is Misery. Well, I'm evil.
There we go. It they didn't finish it, but it's not the recording. It's from the 68 Comeback Special. And so after that one, then they go into another segment. So, that's just what we got, guys. I'll play the full song on another show. You can bet you by golly wow. Yes, we will. All right. Here is the first appearance on the Louisiana Hayride, October 16th of 1954. I had only turned 1 year old 2 days before that. And that just always... I mean, my jaw always hits the floor when that happens. But here we go. I think this is fantastic.
Lucky Strike guest time now. Just a few weeks ago, a young man from Memphis, Tennessee, recorded a song on the Sun label. And in just a matter of a few weeks, that record has skyrocketed right up the charts. It's really doing good all over the country. He's only 19 years old. He has a new, distinctive style. Elvis Presley. Let's give him a nice hand. We've been singing his songs around here for weeks and weeks and weeks. Elvis, how are you this evening?
It's fine. How are you, sir?
Are you all geared up with your band there?
I'm all
geared up. So let us hear your songs.
Well, I'd like to say how happy we are to be down here. It's a real honor for us to get a chance to appear on the Louisiana Hayride. We're going to do a song for you. You got anything else to say, sir?
No, I'm ready.
We're going to do a song for you. We've got on Sun record. It goes something like this. Why, that's all right, mama, that's all right with you. That's all right, mama, just a handy way to do. That's all right, it's all right. It's all right, mama, handy way to do. Well, now my mama, she done told me, papa done told me too. Son, that guy you were fooling with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right. That's all right, that's all right, my mama, anyway, do. leaving town, baby. I'm leaving town to shore. All of them, you want to be a bother with me hanging round your door, but that's all right. It's all right. That's all right, mama. Any way you do. Ha da da ha dee 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 dee dee. I need your loving. It's all right. It's all right, mama. Any way you wanna do.
That rhythm and blues style, that's all it is. That's all you can say.
Well, sir, to be honest with you, we just stumbled upon it. I mean,
you
we were
stumbled upon it. Well, you're mighty lucky, you know.
Thank you.
They've been looking for something new in the folk music field for a long time, and I think you've got it.
We hope so.
All right, how about flipping the record over there? That son recording and doing the other side for us.
Okay.
Blue moon. Blue moon. Blue moon. Keep shining bright. Blue moon, they keep on shining bright. She gonna bring me back to my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright.
I say blue moon of Kentucky, they keep on shining.
Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
I say blue moon of Kentucky, they keep on shining.
Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Oh, well, I hate to was on the one moonlit night. Stars shining bright.
Goodbye, blue moon, I can't keep on shining. I say shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Well,
shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Not Blue Moon, Blue Moon of Kentucky. And I'm going to interject one in here from 1954, Blue Moon. At least that's what it's labeled.
Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really Blue moon, you saw me standing alone.
There we go. Now, you heard them both. You heard Blue Moon of Kentucky, and you heard Blue Moon. The one I'm not going to play today is When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold. Yeah, there's a lot of blue moon floating around out there sometimes. Anyway, we're going to move on to Fool, Fool, Fool.
Fool, 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 that I was too hard for you. Well, fool, 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 that I was too hard for you. Well, what a fool I was to think that you could love me. When I first met you, baby, well, I knew I couldn't win. But I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall. Well, oh, what a fool I was to think that you could love me. You, baby, well, I knew I couldn't win, but I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall for you. Well, what a fool I was to think that you would love me too.
There you go. We've got so much good Elvis music today. This is fantastic. And I didn't really have time. I wanted to look up and see who originally recorded and released Blue Moon. I know the Marcells did it, and Billie Holiday did it. I'm not sure who did it first or exactly when. I know it was written in 1934. Okay, so it's been around a while. It was written the year before Elvis was born. So, you know, it's a good song. It's just been around forever and ever and ever. So that's okay. All right. And here's another blue song. This is a home recording in early 1966 called I've Been Blue. That's it. That's all she wrote. Well, no, that's not all she wrote, but that's where they end the recording. So, okay. I don't think that's where Elvis ended the recording at home. I just think that that's where they ended the recording when they put it up for YouTube or whatever. So, anyway, that's how it goes. On to the next. Here is the rehearsal version from August 4th of 1970 of a Beatles song called Something.
Oh yeah, Something. Something in the way she moves
attracts me like no other mother. Something in the way she woos me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
Now, 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 now.
Somewhere in her smile she knows I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. I don't know. You stick around and it may show. I don't know. I don't know. Something in the way she moves, yeah, attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
Back to the bridge.
You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. I don't know. You stick around, now it may show. I don't know. I don't know. Somewhere in her smile, she knows I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
All right. That is sweet, isn't it? Really is sweet. Okay. Here we go with something really cool. It's from King Creole, and it's called New Orleans.
What heaven means and say you've been down to New Orleans.
New Orleans.
You ain't been living there. You cut a leg cool.
Oh, with the black-eyed baby by the old bayou.
You've never seen
Cupid Dark Queens.
You've never seen those Cupid Dark Queens like they got them.
Where?
In New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Ooh, they love you like no one can.
Ah!
It makes you awful glad that you were born a man.
Hey, if you ain't been there.
Been there.
Man, you ain't been nowhere.
Nowhere.
The living's lazy and the loving's fine.
It's so fine.
If you feel low down.
Low down.
So help me, Hannah.
Hannah.
You should lose a blues and lose it, oozy, oozy, Anna. Get your lead
out of your
teeth. Get your lead out of your jeans and hot put it down, hot put it down, and where?
Where?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Louisiana, baby, tells you, stay a while.
Yeah.
Live it up.
Yeah.
Love it up.
Yeah.
Some style. We're down in New
Orleans.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. That's got to be his best movie, I think, King Creole. Anyway, here is a song from Girls, 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 where he owns a fishing boat, and they were out, and he picks up the guitar, and he sings this song. This is not the song that he sings as they're coming into port, okay? This is a different one. He's sitting there, just everybody's working, and he's playing the guitar. Singing the song. Hey, you know, he's a captain. Captain's prerogative. There you go. This is called Song of the Shrimp.
All three shrimp in the bowl. Two worlds. I swam a little bit closer. I heard the one say, goodbye, Mama Shrimp, I'll shake my hand. Here come the shrimp boat for to take me to Louisiana. Here come the shrimp boat for to take me to Louisiana. Sure is Mama and Papa. Shrimp newspaper he read, an invitation to all the shrimp, and this is what it said. Free ride, New Orleans, stay in Grand Hotel. Be Creole, guys who help you come out of your shell.
Be Creole.
I should live to be 90. I will never forget the little shrimp and the song he sang as he jumped into the net. Goodbye, Mama Shrimp, Papa shake my hand. Here come the shrimp boat for to take me to Louisiana.
Here comes the shrimp on board to take me to Louisiana. Here comes the shrimp on board to take me to Louisiana. Here comes the shrimp on board to take me to Louisiana. Here comes the shrimp on board to take me to
All right. I think that's such a cute song. I think that's just, yeah. The shrimp is excited about going to Louisiana. Okay. Does the shrimp realize that means he's going to get eated? I guess he don't care. Anyway, all right. Here is a song from Paradise Hawaiian Style, House of Sand.
A house of sand is an empty work of art. Oh, you can take a whole lot of sand and build a castle on the beach. And though you mold it and you plan, still you've got nothing in your reach. One little slip and it tumbles down. One wrong step and it crumbles all around. Like a house without love that's sure to fall apart. A house of sand is an empty work of art.
can build a tower of clay. But if you ask my advice, well, it's worthless, I say. It's got no heart, it's cold as ice. One little slip and it tumbles down. One wrong step and it crumbles all around. Like a house without a love, that surely fall apart. A house of sand is an empty work of art. A house of sand is an empty work of art.
All right. I think that's such a fun song. That's a fun song. Oh, I need to go to the beach and make a sand castle. Wouldn't that just be fun? Oh, yeah. That would be... No, Calico, don't play with the chords. You're going to electrocute yourself. Right. Okay, whatever. Anyway... She's just finding this cord that goes from my battery charger for my lawnmower batteries. And it's plugged in, and she's just finding it totally interesting. Anyway, strange cat. Hey, guys, it's time to say goodbye for today. Can you believe that already? Well, hey, you know, maybe next Tuesday we'll do another one. You know, all Elvis Tuesdays are very, very nice. So you can expect it. I think it'll probably happen. And come back and listen to it. Thursday, we're going to have a general show of all kinds of great music. It's going to be fantastic music. I'll probably sing a couple. Anne's going to sing one. Of course, we're going to have a lot of Christmas music. In fact, it's going to be a lot of Christmas, not all Christmas music, but it will be a lot of Christmas music. So come and see Thursday because you're going to love that. It is the season. Yes, yes, yes. We love it. So, you know what? Time to say goodbye. And then this last song is going to be for Susan. Yes, so get the shower running, Susan. And here we go with May the Lord Bless You and Keep You. May the Lord to make his face shine upon you and give you peace. And the fruit of the season, joy, goodwill, love, and help. All right? Stay well, stay healthy, and stay safe. And I will see you on Thursday for another fantastic show. And here you go, Susan, Steamroller Blues.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with sweet rock and roll. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning font. I'm a cement mixer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.